Rainbow Readers, Tales from Outer Space by H.G. Wells, H.P. Lovecraft, I. Asimov et al. Adaptation, Dossiers and Activities by Manuela Barbero and Chiaretta Gelli. Published by Edisco. Story 1. The Crystal Egg. Mr. Charles Cave's old curiosity shop was very dark and dusty, and in the shop window one could see all kinds of bric-a-brac. Elephant tusks, tiger heads, stuffed monkeys, an old-fashioned cabinet, beads and weapons and so on. Among them, there was also an extremely polished mass of crystal worked into the shape of an egg. One day, two people, a tall, thin clergyman and an oriental-looking, black-bearded young man, came into the shop to ask the price of the crystal egg.
Good morning, sirs. Can I help you? Is there anything I can show you?
Asked Cave.
Yes, the crystal egg in the window. I'd like to buy it. How much is it?
Said the clergyman, with no ceremonies. Cave, who was a shabbily dressed little old man with a pale face, grey hair and light blue eyes, looked nervously at the door which led to the sitting room and answered,
That's £5.
£5? For a piece of crystal? I'll give you £1,
replied the clergyman. The price was too high indeed, and in fact, it was much more than Cave had intended to ask when he stopped the article. A brief discussion followed. The customers, after consulting each other, were almost ready to buy the article for £5, when Cave changed his mind and explained in an agitated manner that the crystal was not for sale because a probable customer had already appeared. The two men were going to leave, but at this point a woman, Mrs. Cave, opened the door of the sitting room, which was next to the shop. She was vulgar, quite fat, much younger and bigger than Cave, and her face was red with anger when she said,
That crystal is for sale, and £5 is a good enough price for it. I can't think what you're doing, Cave, not to take the gentleman's offer.
Poor Cave, upset by the interruption, looked angrily at her, and trembling with emotion, answered that he had the right to manage his business his own way. They started to argue, and the two customers, who had watched the scene with interest and amusement, finally left, saying that they would call again in 2 days.